conversation, only because I think it's worthless, because I wasn't trying to be exclusive. I was trying to explain something, and the Chafetz Chaim uses it to explain the drive for Lashon Hara. He did not say exclusively Lashon Hara, but for Lashon Hara. Now, I should be holding on the Madrega that I count my words from Dvarim B'Teilim. I'm still holding and fighting Lashon Hara, so that's why I used it for Lashon Hara, because I thought it was more pertinent to me. That's all.
We had no money with
I'm not arguing. We had it on Friday. Zog the Mishnah. Derech B'nais Yisroel, Misham Shais B'shnei Edom. It was the way of B'nais Yisroel, Daf Yudalot Amar Aleph Mishnah. Derech B'nais Yisroel, Misham Shais B'shnei Edom. They use two Edom or Bedika cloths, but they have two, Echad Loi V'Echad Lo. After Tashmish, again, for people that work with Taurus, he checked herself and she checked herself. That's the way.
Did you start the recording?
I did it already.
Thank you.
That's new ice, and the women that are new ice, Misakni Shlishi Lisakin Sabayas. They get a third one before Tashmish. And we had this in last week's Gemara. And the Gemara said, isn't it an obligation? In the last Mishnah, so why over here does it say Tznuais? And the Gemara answered that Tznuais don't use the same Bedika cloth twice. That was the pshat in this Mishnah that the Gemara brought earlier.
So I understand what you said before, there's four Bedikas.
Again, because that was talking about the morning and the evening. We're not talking about those now.
So that's a separate
thing. We're not changing anything. Right. The Tznuais is the reason we had the Kasha before. Because it makes it sound like it's an extra, and the Gemara explains that the extra is only that they didn't reuse their Bedika cloths. Rashi echad loy v'echad lo l'kaneach l'achar tashmish, to wipe after tashmish. L'sakan esavayas, claim a livdek l'fnei atashmish, u'lohachan atzma l'bayla, to prepare herself, that's why it's called l'sakan, to prepare herself as esavayas for her household needs, meaning her house, her relationship with her husband. And the truth is, it's not limited to Tznuais, because it's not a perikama. We had last week that the Mishnah said, or 2 weeks ago, whenever we learned it, that a woman is necessary to check herself before Tashmish. Right? The Nakat Tznuais, Mepharis, the perikama, like the Gemara explains, Tznuais, Ainsha Medekas by Lefnei Tashmishah, Ain Medekas by Lefnei Tashmishachar. They don't reuse the same Bedika cloth, even though it did not have any blood the first time. Back to the Mishnah. Nimtza Shalai, if he finds blood on himself, the man finds it on his male organ, Tmeim, they're both Nidus. Let me explain what that means in a second. The Chayav and Karpin, it's a definite Nida. Now, what does that mean, Tmeim? Let me explain this. A Bayol Nida, one who lives with a Nida, is Tamei 7 days. He becomes a avatoma for 7 days. Now, he does not make medras like a woman does that makes everything an avatoma. But he becomes a tame that makes everything under him a rishon l'tuma. Because it's a more severe tuma than touching an ida. If a man touches an ida, it becomes a rishon l'tuma. Right? A man lives with an ida, he becomes an avatoma, a higher level tuma. Not the same level as his wife, the Nida, but a level under that, but higher than one who touches a Nida. So therefore, if he finds blood on his own male organ, so then there was definitely blood at the time of the relationship. It's not a suffix. It's not we're in doubt, right? So Tameim, they're both Tamei, each with their own severity. The Chayav and Karpin, and they both Chayav and Karpin. Because he lived with an Ida, and she lived as an Ida. Both have to bring a carpet. It was b'shaygig. It wasn't considered amazed. They didn't intentionally do it. It's a shaygig.
7 days again?
He's tummy for 7 days. Again, she's tummy for 7 days. He's tummy for 7 days, but not the same level of tuma. Rashi, nimtza adam shalai, v'afilu li'achar zman t'shoho la'achar be'ila zman aruch. Even if he waited an hour to check himself, or 2 hours to check himself, right? But it doesn't make a difference, because the blood didn't get on him any time later, right? By a woman, you can say the blood came later, by what man, there's no later. He doesn't bleed from his male organ. Therefore, if the blood's there, it must have come from her during Tashmish. Kaidim Kinuah, Biadua, Shayadam, Bishas Tashmish, Temeim, Sneim, Tumas Shiva, Kadim Bayonida, like a Bayonida, Kadusev, Utini Dasa Olav, her Nida should be on him.
This part that Echad Lo, we never had that, right?
No, that's why it's here, right? Well, we did and didn't. It depended on how we learned the first Mishnah and all the way being at the Masechta, when it said, Hameshes Be'edim, Harizu Kipkida. What does Hameshes Be'edim mean? Plural. Back on that Be'ez Amin Aleph. So Rashi says, before and after. Others learn it means him and her. But again, you're right. We never had it explicitly till now. It's a new halacha. Correct. Now, Nimza Shala, what do we, now I just want to, I don't know if I should or not, I guess I should be honest. The Gemara in Shavuos limits this halacha of bringing a carbon. The Gemara there says that the bringing a carbon is only if it was a shagig, not an einus. Now the Gemara says, what einus is there? I mean, this is a man and a woman having a consensual relationship, a man, a husband, and a wife. How is that an einus? So the Gemara explains that a woman that has a ves kavua, if she lives with her husband on any other time besides the time of the ves, is an einus. Why in the world should she dream that she's going to become an ida? Or the last 20 months, she's been seeing it a certain day. There's no reason to assume that she's going to see any other day. Therefore, the Gemara says that's an einus, and they would not bring a carbon. They'd be need tamei, because need is a reality, but they wouldn't have to bring a carbon. The only time you have to bring a carbon is samuch levest, which in the Gemara in Shavuos translates the time of her vest. So if she sees every hay of the month in the daytime, if she lives with her husband during the daytime on hay, and then he finds nidus, he's a shaygig. He's not amazed because she wasn't a nida. She checked herself before Tashmish, and she was fine. He took the chance, which he shouldn't have, because Chazal say, do not live with a woman during that aina. He violated that Chazal, but he's not amazed. He didn't think she was a nida. He thought she wasn't a nida. She checked herself 5 minutes ago, and she was fine. That brings the carb. So I'm just, this is an extra. It's not in our Gemara, but the Gemara in Shavuos explains that the carbon is not by every case, only in the case where we classify it as a shagig vis-a-vis einus. And any other time in a month would be considered einus. But that's only true by a woman that has a vest. A woman that doesn't have a vest, she can have it at any time. And therefore, it would be considered a shagig. Now, I don't know if I should add more information. The Trumas Hadashin says that even a woman that doesn't have a vest, but if she never sees before 22, after 22 she's very out of not regular. Sometimes 24 and sometimes 26 and sometimes 23 and sometimes 35. That's Ela vest. But till 23 she never sees. So up to there she's a woman that has a vest. That's the chiddush of the Trumas Hadashin. A woman who doesn't have a vest, right, but up to the point that she never sees, she doesn't see less than 22. So that means up to there, she has a vest of not seeing. So then she would be considered an einus up to there. That's the Trumas Hadashin's chiddush. Okay, let's move on. Now the Mishnah writes, Nimkash Shla, what if she found that in her Bedikah cloth? Aishyayim, if it's immediate, Tamei and Bechayav and carbon. And we explained already before, immediate has to be extremely immediate. To be a Vadai need, that has to be immediate of immediate.
That's the external.
What?
That's the external wipe.
That's the external wipe with the Bedikah cloth right there. Nimtza Shla, La'achasman, what if it's after that immediate, Tamei and Misafik of Turim and Akarbon. Then it's a Safik. So they put them in Akarbon. I, Asham Talui. So the Gemara explains that this Tana holds, Asham Talui is only brought when there's a definite Isser. Let me explain. You have two pieces in front of you. One is Chaylev and one is not. That's called Asham Talui because there is an Isser here. You just don't know which one. However, when there's a piece, one piece, and you don't know if it's Chaylev or Shuman, there's a Machloi because you bring an Asham Talui or not. One man the Amma says Asham Talui is only brought if you have a definite Isser and a definite Heter, and you don't know which is which, and then you take one, you don't know which one you took. So therefore we say, you bring an Asham Talui. By mistake you took it, right? You didn't know. Masha'in came by. If there's only one piece, then Man Diyama says you don't bring an Asham Talui. So this is a one piece. We don't know if she was an eater or not. There is no two women here, one an eater, one a not. He picked one, he doesn't know which one he picked. That would be an Asham Talui, but that's not the case here. The case here, did she live with an eater or not? So something in one piece. Therefore, there's no Asham Talui. That there is an Asham Talui. That Man Diyama holds that there's an Asham Talui even if there's no two pieces. It's a Machlokes Rav Shas. Do you need a Vaday Isser in the Suffolk or not? That's a Machlokes Rav Shas. And the Brides of there learned one way and the Mishnah learns another way. No, not by the time of the Suffolk. Eza Akhersman. Now this is a difficult time. This is a difficult Mishnah. The Gemara is going to have two pshatim. So I'm just going to be as generic as I can. What is after the time? Right? And now the Mishnah gives you Kadesh Tered Min Amita B'Tadir Paneha. When she takes it, when she gets off the bed and then does the Bedika. That's considered Achazman. Now we don't know what that means exactly. We'll leave it as it is. Simply seems to be defining Asham Tali. Rashi. Zuck Rashi. I don't know where I'm up to, Rashi. Did I do Nim to Dam al Shaloi? Yeah, I did. Tameim, Shneim, Tumas, Shivak, Dim, Bayo, Nidak, Zim, Etsin, the Dasa, Alef, the Nidak, should be on him. I see him, Yad, Lacha, Bila, immediately after the Bila, Lacha, Zman, Lacha, I see him, Tameim, Misafik, Shneim, Shiva, Yamim, Misafik, they're both Tummy 7 days. Miu, Safik, Tumas, Safik, who, Lit life, Avaloi, List life. We wouldn't burn the Truma they touch. Because they're not Vadai Tamei, they're only Suffolk Tamei. So we wouldn't eat it, but we wouldn't burn it. It's a Suffolk. We can't burn if it's not Tamei. Es Paneha, Paneha Shalamata. Rashi says that the Mishnah will use the word face. It doesn't refer to her face, it means her private area. That's what it means.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe, why do we treat somebody who waited better than somebody who didn't? We really would do the opposite.
Better, it's reality. Not a question of treating. We don't know what happened. Let me explain this. There's no obligation for the woman to make the bedikah immediate. There's no such obligation.
Okay.
The obligation is to check herself before she does truma. That's what we want. The only reason we made the bedikah is for Taurus. This woman decided to be proactive and did the bedikah extremely immediate, if there's such a word. So that is a Vatame Vadai. We never required it. We're not letting a woman get away with things. By the way, she's Tummy 7 days. The only difference is whether it's a Vadai or a Suffolk, we got to be Truma. I mean, her herself has to act with Tumma for 7 days. The Achakach. Okay, back to the Mishnah. The Achakach, what if it's after the time? Okay, so let's make up the time to get up in bed and do the bedikah is 2.5 minutes. I just made that up. What happens after 2.5 minutes? She checks herself and finds herself an eater. So then it's not even considered a suffix. Matama Meisleis, she's an eater from now, and we go back 24 hours, because that's the halacha by every woman that we find an eater. Then you go back 24 hours, back to the first mission that we had. Ve'ena Matama's Bayala. But her husband is not a Bayal Nida. The Chumrah of Meisleis does not include him. And there's no real suffix because she didn't see blood for 2.5 minutes. After 2.5 minutes, we assume it came afterwards. We assume it came afterwards. We don't consider it a suffix. And therefore, as far as we're concerned, she's like a regular woman that checks herself, finds herself an Nida, learns our Beis and Manalev, it says there's a 24-hour rule.
What happened to the whole
Hargasha
thing? That
well, that was Zav Gimel we talked about, that she might have missed the Hargasha. That's what the Gemara talked about. That was the Machlokes Beishamai Beisil. Beishamai said she would have had Hargasha. Beisil said it can happen that she can miss it. That's the whole basis of Tumas Meisleis. going back to a woman besides Tashmis, there Hargosh is not an issue. Because whenever something else is going on in her body, she doesn't feel the Hargosha. During Tashmis, she might have Hargosha, and she attributes it to the fact that she's in the middle of a relationship. The Gemara is going to talk about a woman that urinates and sees Dav in her urine. It might be she had a Hargosha. But that's not going to be here. It's going to be later. But once something's going on that is, she's feeling something, that might be covering for Hargosha. So during Tashmis, we don't worry about Hargosha. We're talking about the woman that's after Tashmis. But that's the whole Gemara in Dav Beis Gimel, whether we worry about what we do with Hargosha over there. Rabbi Kiva says it's not true. Rabbi Kiva says it's not true. The 24-hour rule makes him tummy for 7 days. What if a woman finds a spot? In this spot, we don't know when it happened. She did her laundry 3 days ago. She didn't check her baguette since then. And now she finds a spot. It could have happened any time during the 3 days. So we say, we go back 3 days because the kesem might have happened 3 days ago. We don't know. And over there, during the last 3 days, we assume he's a bayonita again. It's a chumrah. We don't know. It's a suffix. The whole thing is rabbinic, because kesem is rabbinic. And that is matama by Allah. We make him tummy for 7 days as well. Rashi. Zok Rashi, v'yachakach, chloim eshosa yaisim kishir zeh, achar huzeh. This is after the after. It's immediate, after the immediate, and now we're talking about after the immediate. After the 2.5 minutes, which I made up in the amount of time. Matamas Meisleis, Taras, the Adam, the Magatumas Erev, if Matami Taras, and a person, if she touches him, will become Tami till the night. Madrabonon, Kidim Meisleis, Tamar Perikama. This is the halacha of Meisleis that was said in the first pairing. Umay Matama, Mishkava Meshava, her mattresses and her chairs become an Avatama. Bekeven the Isa Mishkava Meshava, Tama Adam. She makes her mattresses in Abatoma, coach Kindiyatsma Matama Adam. She touches a person for sure, she's Matama him. Then the Matama is Baila Tumma Shivas Yamim. She doesn't make him Tummy 7 days. Rabbi Kiva, I'm out of Matama is Baila. Rabbi Kiva, the Tame, the Makom, May Slays Matama is Baila, Misabik Tumma. All May Slays, she's Matama Rabbail, Misabik Tumma Shiva. And he says it's Matame to make him a subject of Shiva, but Perikama, we had Rabbi Kiva's opinion back in the first marriage.
What's this case of Kesem?
She did her laundry.
And they lived together.
No, they didn't live together. The woman did her laundry. 3 days later, she notices a spot on her baguette. We don't know when that spot happened. Might have happened immediately after the laundry. Might have happened 2 minutes ago. During these 3 days, when she has that spot on a white piece of clothing that's bigger than a penny, it makes her tummy. From when? We don't know. Now, it's a rabbinic tumma, but Rabbana made the tumma. And they said you have to go back to the last time you know the beggar was clean. Now, most of the time, it's negeya, a tumma. That any tumma she touched in the last 3 days is subject tumma. Right? Now, the question is, how about her husband? He lived with her within the last 3 days. Now, she never had a period, but she found a spot, which might have happened before he lived with her. So everybody agrees that he's tummy for 7 days. Because he might have lived with Anita. Because she's Anita, because she had a kesem. Am I explaining myself well enough?
Yeah, I thought we didn't
worry about the husband. That was the machlokes by a period. But by a kesem, we're machmer on the husband. Yes. Because a woman that sees a period, really we assume it came right now. The 24 hours is a chumrah. We really aren't afraid that she saw it 24 hours ago. But Rabbana made that chumrah. Right? So once the Rabbana made the chumrah, the question is how far did they take it? Rabbi Kiva says they included the husband. Rabbana say no, they didn't. Kesem is a new halacha. She didn't see a period. So you can't say it happened now, like you would say by a period. Right. You have to say it happened sometime because obviously she didn't see a period. She just saw a spot. So when did that spot happen? This is a real suffix. Because unlike the Meslates, which is a Chumrah, we really don't think it happened 24 hours ago. Here we don't know when it happened. So therefore, the Rabbanan agree that this Tumah that we're going to impose on her goes on him as well. Now, I just want to point out that Kesem is rabbinic, the whole thing. The whole Tumah's Kesem is rabbinic. Biblically speaking, if a woman finds a spot, there's no problem.
Kesem comes because she was...
Kesem came because Rabbi Nishlam decided.
Because she did the bedikah on herself?
No.
How does she find the Kesem?
It's on her underwear.
On her underwear. So...
on her sheet.
So you said the Kesem has to be a size of...
Yes, we're not learning Yochas Kesem now, but yes.
When a man finds a spot on himself...
When? During after Tashmish? That's not Kesem.
I understand that. But does he have to have a shear?
No. Shear is only by Kesem.
Okay, so in other words, when a woman finds the bedikah, any
drop of blood makes her tummy. Okay. In fact, you just introduced the Gemara for me. I'm very appreciative. Why is the shear by Kesem more than a penny? By the way, the Gemara loves it as kigris. It's a kind of a bean. We say it's around the size of a penny.
It's a big bean.
What?
It's a big bean.
Lima bean.
Okay, I'm not going to get involved. It's a gris. Right now. Why is that the size? The answer is, okay, now this gets very, very, very complicated. By the way, it depends where she finds the kesem. But we're assuming now she found the kesem on her sheet or her underwear. So the shear is a gris, which is a bean. Shailas, you need more than a bean exactly. Bottom line is, we'll say around a penny, okay? Now, why is that the shear? She saw dam, as Rabbeisha pointed out over here. She made a medika, she saw a drop of blood that makes her tummy. So why by kesem do we need a gris? The answer is, Rabbanan had in mind that it very often there's a lot of lice. There were a lot of lice there. I don't know how Artsko would translate to machailas. We translated it as lice, but it might be a different kind. What?
Yeah. He uses louse or lice.
So therefore, when they made the takan of kesem, they kept in mind that there is machailasin. There are a lot of lice, and a lot of the blood and spots comes from a dead louse. And therefore, they said, we're not making tameh anything less than that amount. Anything less than that amount, we never created the tumah. And therefore, a woman that finds a spot less than that shear, the rabbanon never made the tumas kesem. Because it might be a louse. Now, the reason I'm wording it this way is because Zman HaZeh, Baruch Hashem, I mean, not so frequent lice. So why is a woman today less than a penny, don't have to worry about it? The answer is, that was the takana. The takana was a spot on a beged. There's a difference if a spot on a beged or a spot on a body. We'll learn that later in the Masechta. But a spot on a beged, we make it tamei if it's more than the size of a louse. Because when they made the takana, they knew that a lot of blood comes on clothing because of a dead louse that got crushed or whatever. And therefore they said, we can't be metame a little bit of blood on a beged because it might not be from her. So therefore they said, the reason we make it tame, the time we make it tame, is only if it exceeds the size of a gris. And again, I'll substitute the word penny, but that's my own substitution. The Gemara says gris, not penny.
Which is much more than the
that's the size of a machailas. That's why I said I don't like the translation of louse. I just don't have a bigger one, a better one. But it seems that whatever size machailas was, it made blood that size.
Oh, I thought it was less. Because once it gets to the
thing
that we're not
pushing. Again, the machailas whether gris is more or gris is less. So, again, so that's what I'm like. But I don't want to get involved in that. Just I picked that size. Some say it has to be a little bit more than that. Some say no, to be clear, it has to be a little bit. Again, that's why I said, I hope Artsko has a better translation. I said that because I was afraid that the first question would be, lice don't make that much blood. Again, I don't know the size of louse, Baruch Hashem. All right, we'll leave it at that.
Lice and louse are the same thing, right?
What?
Lice and louse.
Louse is one, lice is many.
Maybe it means the blood that would come out of a bite.
Yeah. No, that's not what it says. That's not what the Gemara says. Again, that's why I said when I started, I hope they have a better translation. But I see they translated it as lies, so lies, so it's lies. Now, that's the Gemara's next question. Guy finds blood on his male organ. Maybe there was a louse inside his wife. And the blood of that louse ended up on his male organ. Why are we assuming that she was a Nida for sure? We're saying he brings a Chatas. That means we're 100% sure that he lived with his wife, the Nida. Why are we 100% sure? The amount of blood he had is less than the amount of a louse. So let's say it's a suffix. We're not saying he's for sure Tahar. We don't know there was a louse in there. But why are we assuming for sure that he's an Ida, that he lived with Anita? There's a very distinct possibility that it was a louse, and when he lived with her, he crushed the louse and got blood on himself. And therefore, he should be a suffix tabe. Frek the Gemara. Maybe this is the blood of a louse. Amar Abzera, Isa Makam Bodukwaitsamachilas. Lice don't enter the vaginal canal. End of story. There are no lice in there. Now, how do I know that? I don't know, but the Gemara tells me that's what Abzera says. Ika the Amri, others say, Isa Makam Dochaku. It's difficult, Isa Machilas. It's difficult for a louse to enter. What is the word difference whether we use the word baduk or dachuk? Bottom line is, you're telling me there's no louse in there. But we said it two different ways. One we said baduk, it's checked, there are no lice. And one we said the word difficult. That on his male organ, he found, when he wiped himself on his male organ, he found on the medica cloth blood and a louse near it. Now, if lice are impossibility by Samakam, which is the first thing, baduk, 100% sure that there's no louse in there, so the fact that he found a louse doesn't make a difference. He found blood, and the blood wasn't with the louse. It was a little bit distant away. So we can't attribute it to the louse because there's no louse in that inside her, and therefore it must have been blood from her. And behold, dachuk, it's not impossible, it's improbable, enough so that we don't take it into account, but if he has a machilis, if he has a louse on that bedika cloth, we assume it came from her. That louse came from elsewhere, and the blood is not from the louse because it's not directly by the louse. He crushed it. Because it is possible, very improbable, but not impossible. Now, usually we don't take it into account because it's so improbable that it's not really a suffix. But if he does find a louse on the bedika cloth that he used to wipe himself, we say it probably came from her because it is possible. Rashi. Machailas is kina, a louse. The my tamei vada list of truma. The question is, why is it tamei vadai? Well, it's chayev b'karben vadai. The heavy suffik. Litless truma. We should say it's a suffik tamei. Ulo havi hashem tali. The loy chatas. Should make it hashem tali. The dilma da machaylesu. Maybe it's the blood of the louse. Shai b'isa makam isha. That wasn't her private part in the vagina. Uksubol nidbeg bai. And when he lived with her, it got attached to him, the blood. Baduk, the vadai ein sham machayles. The first shot in Rebzera is, there is no machailet inside her. It doesn't happen. But dam vada migufa asya. We're 100% sure it came from her. Dachuku, she'ein machailet shechailet lekanis l'sham. It's very difficult for a louse to get in there. Ritzufa, ma'ucha crushed aloeid on the bedika cloth. Rochek min adam ktsas. A little bit away from the blood. The list of the baduk, according to the way we said the word baduk, even the kimbul rabbanon de'en sham machailes, since they're 100% sure that there's no louse in the woman, vaday dami gufo, the blood came from him, her. Shariyeid hoye baduk lo kaidem akinuach. We checked it before he wiped himself. Umachailes, and the machailes, me'almahua habahasam. The machailes came from somewhere else, be'eichi ritzufa. With it in the cloth that's crushed, meaning it must have come from somewhere else. It couldn't have come from her because there is no machailus in her. The list of the dachuk, ikil the suke, once you find the louse, there's a suffix, shemahai dami machailus. Because it's tight, Malcha Hashamish Mishas Tashmish, he crushed it during the relationship. So that's why we say it's a Vaday Chatas, either Baduk or Dachuk. Now, Kamina would be if you find a louse on the Medika cloth. Something my right. If I. What?
Dami Gufa.
Which one?
So
Vadai Dami Gufa. Must be the blood came from her. It couldn't have come from a Machailas because there are no Machailas in there. Either there's a Machailas in the Medika cloth, it must have come from somewhere else. It couldn't come from her. And there's blood that's not under the Machailas, it's on the side. And since there's no Machailas in her.
Maybe it's not in it, but it's on the outside. So maybe when she puts it on, it was right by the outside. By the
I guess his. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I mean, the only thing I can say is we don't attribute the blood came from the outside of her body. He entered her body. I don't know if he you can blame it on the outside. Again, I don't know. Imma, we learned. But Kameid Abadikla. She checked her Bedika cloth beforehand and she saw it was clean. Because we're going to see later on, if a woman uses a cloth that didn't check, it might have been dirty from blood before. She checked her Bedika cloth, it was clean. Then, it was the middle of the night, she did a Bedika with it, she had checked it, it was clean. Tachsebirecha, she smeared it on her thigh. On the outside of her thigh. Ulamachar matzalada. And the next day she looks at the thigh, and there's blood there. Now where did the blood of the thigh come from?
Why did she rub the cloth
against it? You know what they say? We say kasha namaisa. That's what she did. The next morning she wakes up, and on her thigh is blood. Question is, where did the blood come from? Now, I was very careful. I said the outside of the thigh. Because if the inside of the thigh, it might have came from her body onto her thigh. The Gemara later on says, a woman finds blood on the inside of her thigh. It came from her. It's very possible that it leaked from her on there. So that's why I said the outside of the thigh. The blood didn't come from her. If it came anywhere, it came from the Bedika cloth that you wiped against her thigh. That would be the only thing that it cut. It didn't, meaning, that's why I would stress the fact that it's not on the inside of her thigh. The inside of her thigh can get blood straight from her vagina, whereas the outside of the thigh cannot. Therefore, I said it's the outside of the thigh, but she smeared the Bedika cloth on that place, and the Bedika cloth is no longer here. So we can't look at it to see whether it has blood or not. Yes?
When did she do this, Bedika?
After Tashmish.
Oh, it's not the regular one that she just finished punches.
No. I'm a Rav to me, neither.
When she took the cloth, and then she wiped it before relation, she wiped it on her.
It could be any time. The truth is, it could be any time. It could be any Bedika. This has nothing to do with the husband here now. This is a new Shiloh. A woman did a Bedika, wiped it against her thigh, finds blood. Does she attribute it to that cloth or not? Is she a Nida? Nothing to do with her husband.
She checked with the Eid HaPaduk, right? And then, without looking at it, she...
She didn't check it. It was dark in the room.
What was the purpose of the Bedika?
Again, she was going to check it in the morning.
Oh, okay.
She smeared it on her thigh.
I thought
Bedika,
you look at it right
now. Well, you could. You can't. You know, the electric lights didn't work that well then.
Where else did it come from?
Again, let's learn. Tamei Anida. If she's a Vadai Nida. Agreeing with you. Amuloy Rasimi Bachia Vokeshesha Samitlan. You didn't tell us that. You told us she might be Anida. Now, there's no response. It may not be a mishmul to me anida, b'chei mayim be medrasha to me anida. The Gemara doesn't respond to that, just says, Shmuel, and in the base medrash, they pass it into vada anida. So obviously, what Rav Simi's claim that we said Chosheshes doesn't work, but we don't. There's no answer given to him. Zok Rashi, Umachar Matzah Le'adam Ayerach on the thigh. Tmei Anida Tumah Vados. The Kiman the Ein Badikla. Since the Badika cloth was clean, Sloy Madam Kaita Badika. Vada Migufa Soy Ale. It must have come from there. Misham Hutach Be'Arecha. That's where it's smeared on her thigh. We don't say maybe something else caused the blood on her thigh. The suffix tumahi, and therefore it's only a suffix nida. Afkamina, if she touches truma, do we burn it? That's halacha number one. I don't know. The way I understand it is the bedikah cloth is not here. That's what Tysus says. Tysus asked the kasha, what's with the bedikah cloth? So Tysus' first answer is that the bedikah cloth is lost. The second answer is, if you have a havamina, that the thigh is not tamei, meaning if you don't learn like this Gemara, then maybe the bedikah cloth got the blood from the thigh. The bedikah cloth wouldn't say anymore, because just like the bedikah cloth can make the blood thigh tamei, the thigh can make the bedikah cloth tamei. If you look at Tysus, he asked your question, and he says it got lost. That's the simplest answer. The Medikah cloth is no longer here. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Itmar, new halacha. Bodka be'eid she'ein abadikla. She used the cloth that she did not check to see it's clean. Benichasa b'kupsa, she did the Medikah and put it away in a box. The box is, nothing happened to the Medikah cloth afterwards. Right? And then the next day she found blood. Now the question is, I said that. I even said the Chaim Bayim B'Rim Midrash, it's made either. Yes, I did. I said that they both agreed that it's a bad either. I said that. Itmar, Badka Be'ein Chayna Badak. She checked with the Badika cloth, that's not Badak. Then she didn't check, Chayna Badak cloth. If she didn't check it, it wasn't freshly laundered. But he chazed because said she put it in a box. And the next morning, she checks and there's blood on the fika cloth. Amar of Yosef, Kol yamav shereb'chia tzimei, uleizik nasetir. When I was younger, Rebchia said she's an ita. We assumed the blood came from her, not that it was there previously. When he got older, he said tia, which we don't know what that means. Iboilu. Hey, Chikamra, what does that mean? Ko yom of Timi Mishum Nida. When he was younger, he said she's a Vadai Nida. Uleizik Nasai Tir Mishum Nida, but Timi Mishum Ketem. Ketem here means Suffolk. Right? And when he got older, he said maybe she's not a Nida. Maybe it's a Suffolk. Iduma, Ko yom of Timi Mishum Ketem. He always considered it a Suffolk. Uleizik Nasai Tir Mishum Nida. When he got older, he said, don't worry about it. We don't know what happened. When he was younger, he said Tamei. When he got older, it says Tihir. What does that mean? Did he go from definite Nida to Suffolk Nida? Or did he go from Suffolk Nida to nothing?
When he was older, it was Tamei Vadai?
No, he was more Mekel. We don't know what that means. When he was younger, he said Tamei. When he was older, he said Tahor. Now, what does that mean? Did he go from Suffolk to nothing, or from Vadai to Suffolk? That's the question of the Gemara. What does Tamei mean? What does Tahor mean?
How can you say Vadai?
It's a great question. So we'll see how Rashi addresses it. You're right. How can you be Vadai? Look, Rashi. Tamei Anida, Tuma Vadas. I'm sorry, not that Rashi. Mishum Nida, two lines to the bottom. No, actually before that. Ulamacher Matzal of Dam, Allah Eid, on the Bnei Kol. Vehicle is spooky. We have a doubt. Dumei Mekama Achi Avibay. Maybe it was there before the Bnei Kol. Logilei Nakir Hocha Talks to Birecha. Why doesn't it say over here that he smeared it on the thigh? Why do we say she put it in the box? Nimkein Havelu Trace Vehicle Lekula. Because if it would be on her thigh, we'd have two Svekas. Because maybe it was there before, And maybe it was on the fly after it. It can be two causes of the blood. Either it was on the Bedikah cloth before, or even if it came, maybe it came from the fly from somewhere else. So therefore, we're staying away from fly. The Duma, Chadda Duma Laban Eid Hutacha Yerecha, maybe it was on the fly from somewhere else. But Philim Tim Tzolemi Min Eid Asa, and even if you say it came from the Bedikah cloth, he would say the Bodik Mekam Bochiavi. It wasn't checked, so it happened before. Mishum Nida Tumav Adois. Now Rashi explains the answer to Dr. Harris's question. The Kiv and the Chesk is Damim Sham. Since that's where blood usually comes from, the overwhelming svara is that it came from her. That's where usually women bleed from. So we ignore the possibility that it was there before.
Before, could it come from before?
Not on her. She checked herself. Why would it come before?
On the clock. She never checked the clock.
She did the next morning.
But not before. So
it might. She didn't use this cloth the last 3 weeks. She took a cloth that's been laying around. She didn't check it to see it's clean. She did a bedikah.
It could have been blood on it.
Maybe yes, maybe not. So the Svara says, blood comes from the woman, not from other things. That's the Svara. That's what this Man Yamin Etes Tamei Badai says. We don't really count the fact that it might have happened before.
But we don't.
Because women bleed. And the other thing,
she might have bled before.
But we don't know what she used it for 3 weeks ago. Who said she used it on herself? Maybe it's dirty from somewhere else. She was doing chicken kashering. We don't know.
With her husband after we don't.
With her husband here. Forget her husband. Her husband's in China. We want to know she and Nita is her truma, is the truma vadai tame. Nothing with her husband. This Badik had nothing to do with her husband. Her husband's in China. He's in Iran. Mishum Kesem, Klamit Tumim Safik B'Saylim. She's a definite Nida, she's a Safik Nida now. Question is, the Truma she touches, are we going to burn it or not? But the question is, what did he hold? So the Gemara touched him out. The Tanya Budka Bei Chayna Budka Cloth. It's a Brisa. She checked with the cloth that she didn't check it before him. B'Nichasim B'Kupsa, put it in a box. The box eliminates that it came afterwards. Either it was there before or from her. There's no after. Mamakhra Matzal of Dam, Rebbe Yamitmeh Mishum Nida, Rebchi Yamitmeh Mishum Kesem. Rebbe says Nida, and Rebchi says Kesem. Now, what point in his life did this happen? It's Suffolk. Kesem means it's not Vadai Nida. She's Tameh, but Miss Suffolk. Here, Kesem is being used as not Vadai Nida, as Suffolk Nida. As if it were a Kesem. Now, what point in his life did this happen? So the Gemara will explain that Reb Chiya doesn't argue in Rebbe when he's a young man. Rebbe's his Rebbe. If he's arguing in Rebbe, must be he was already older. And he said Kesem. So must be in his old age he said Kesem, and in his young age he had said Nida. But if you don't argue with Rebbe, this is what Gemara assumes, you don't argue with your Rebbe when you're 20. If you're arguing with your Rebbe, that means you're of age that you feel that you can argue with your Rebbe. And I guess in those days they didn't feel as young people that they can argue with their Rebbe. I'm not getting involved. There's a whole tshuvas. I can give you 3 tshuvas to talk about what a Talmud is allowed to disagree with his Rebbe with and whatnot. And at what point there are all kinds of tshuvas on this. It's a sugya in itself. Valid point, but it's a sugya in itself. The Gemara is proving from the fact that he argued with his Rebbe that this was his opinion towards the end of his life. By the way, according to one Mandi Amen Subas, Rebbe predeceased Rebbe. So the age gap, I don't know how much it was, Rebbe died after Rebbe, according to one Mandi Amen in Subas. So Rebbe was older. And therefore, it's a raya that he, at his old age, I'm sorry, Rebbe was older when he argued. I meant older about his own age, not older than Rebbe. I don't know. I don't know that. And so therefore, it's a raya that in his old age he held Kesem. That means that in his young age he held Nida. Amar my Reb Chiya. So Reb Chiya says to Rabbi, Iyatam Vaidis Etzvichig Egris Vaid, don't you agree that the spot you find on this Badika cloth has to be bigger than a penny? Because if it's less than a penny, we say it was a louse. Remember, this aid was not checked. And since it wasn't checked, if it's a small dot, it might have come from a louse. I'm a lavo. I agree. I'm a loyim chain. So you're also saying it's a suffix. If you're saying that if it's less than a penny, we attribute it to the louse, that means you're not sure it came from her. Because if it came from her, we wouldn't say anything to do with the louse. So Rebbe says to Rebbe, I don't understand you. You say she's definitely Tameh. To say she's definitely Tameh, you have to say it came from her body. But you agree to me that if it's less than a penny, we say it came from a louse. That means you're not sure it came from her body. So why do you say it's a Badai Nida? You're assuming that it might have been there before. The Raya is that if it's less than a penny, you agree that's not Tameh. If it's Vadai Nida, who cares what the size is? Here's Scrappy, don't you agree that it has to be a certain size? Once you say it has to be a certain size, that means it might have been there before from a louse. Oh, it might have been there before? So you also agree that we take into account that it's a suffix. So why are you telling me she's a definite Nida if it's more than a penny? That's Reb Chiya's kasha. Amalei Rebbe Agol, I agree. Amalei Imkein Avta Sisa Kesem. So you also consider it a suffix. So I'm going to speak out the answer. I'm going to do it tomorrow, but I want to speak it out. Rebbe holds, Makhailus is a real suffix. Lice were frequent. Once it's more than a penny, a louse is ruled out. Any other source of blood is an unknown. We don't take into account. So therefore, Rebbe says she's a Vada Nida. Because once it's more than a penny, a louse is not in consideration. Now the question is, did it come from another source or her? It probably came from her. Overwhelming majority came from her. If it's less than a gris, lice are very frequent. Therefore, since lice are very frequent, I can't say it's Tameh. But Reb Chiya says, once you take into account lice, you take into account other sources as well. We'll talk